Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. An international film festival is being held next week in Bonita Springs. It's an opportunity for smaller independent filmmakers to showcase their works, but it also gives Southwest Floridians a chance to look beyond our borders at cinematic themes from around the world. This year's offerings include a broad range of topics and dramatic storytelling. And here to tell us a little more about the films, the workshops, and how you can get involved is Susan Bridges. She's president of Center for the Arts Bonita Springs, which is putting on the festival. Susan, thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
We're also joined in studio by Kathy Saldivar, who is the operations director for the Center for the Arts. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And listeners can join our conversation as well. Our regular toll-free number is having technical difficulties at the moment, but you can reach us by calling 239-590-2580. Also on Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Susan Bridges, as president of the Center for the Arts, Bonita Springs, how long has your organization been putting this on?
Well, this is our third year with BIFF.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I know you've had other film festivals in the past, a short film festival, things along those lines. I think that started back in 2012. Did BIFF kind of come out of those earlier efforts?
It did. It evolved out of a number of things. We have a very popular Monday night foreign film program called Films for Film Lovers, and that's been in existence, I would say since 2005, 2006. It's been around for quite a long time. And that program just grew in popularity even before we had the campus that we have now, where we have a dedicated film center. So we showed films in our main gallery, in our studios, in an abandoned restaurant. We were pretty much, if you had an empty space, we were putting a foreign film in there.
Wow.
And it grew. And when we did finally achieve the goal and created our Center for Performing Arts, one of the big directives was that we made sure that we had a dedicated film space. So we went in and totally renovated that space and created the Moe Auditorium and Film Center.
And why do you think it's important to bring, you know, this sort of venue for providing, you know, international films to the Bonita Springs community?
Well, I think the important part is the dialogue and the awareness. I mean, we have a very different media structure than, say, a lot of people that grew up who are now our mature audiences. You know, we relied on print for such a very long time, and then we moved into one arena after another after another. But depending on what people see and how they carry on that dialogue, is about a cultural awareness of what goes on in another country. We can't always just look at what we see, and we should look at the voices of artists from those cultures because they will often send us a very different message, and we need to look at that.
Right. And Operations Director Kathy Saldivar, can you give me some of the specifics of this year's festival? What does the schedule look like?
We have three shorts packages this year. Most, if not all, of those films come from independent filmmakers who submitted to our to the film festival. We have film Vince Giordano is our opening night film. The Gateway Bug is our closing night film, and several films in between that are really great. I've had a chance to screen almost all of them, and I think everyone will really enjoy them.
And, you know, if people haven't bought their tickets yet, that's, of course, something that they can still do, I'm assuming.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right.
And where are the films going to be shown? Are there going to be multiple venues?
There are two auditoriums, two film centers, two theaters. And one is the Hinman and one is the Moe. And the films will continually rotate schedules across. It'll start with Thursday night, and then there'll be a whole selection of films that will move back and forth between both buildings on Friday and then again on Saturday. And then the Sunday films will all be back-to-back exclusively in the Moe, but all at that same Bonita Beach Road location, because we are tremendously lucky in that when we put the campus together, we now have two big auditoriums, two gigantic film screens, and the ability to sort of move things back and forth. So it actually is quite nice. It's very comfortable.
Yeah, and Susan, you know, the films aren't the only things at this festival. There's also workshops. Can you tell me a little bit more about those?
Well, Elizabeth D'Onofrio, she is the sister of Vincent D'Onofrio, the actor, actually. And she has a really vast background. She's actually a founder of a number of festivals, one in North Carolina. And she has taught a number of classes for us and is very well known for workshops, particularly for people who want to work on scripts. They might want to work on their acting roles in a film. And she has a wide variety of offerings. So we're going to have two workshops that she's going to teach for us. Both will be on Saturday afternoon. One will be 12 to 2, and the other one will be 2:30 to 4:30. The fee is very reasonable. It's $25 per two-hour workshop. If you are participating in an accepted 2018 BIFF film, that workshop is totally free to you, okay, which is a nice perk for filmmakers, actors, anyone connected with their indie films. They should come in, and it's free. And BIFF provides refreshments, so it's a nice break for those people who are in town for the festival. But it's also a nice learning experience, and they can take that back and look at the next film afterwards and then think about what they did in the workshop. And sometimes you look at it with a different set of eyes.
Yeah, yeah. The filmmaker-focused workshop, is that for, you know, beginners or for, you know, perhaps those who are already doing it, maybe looking to hone their craft?
Mm-hmm,
or maybe,
exactly. Okay. Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about there's also an audition for film workshop for actors?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. That, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. We did a class not too long ago, filled it almost immediately, and everyone just kept saying what a great time they had. And I kept thinking, okay, so you're being entertained, but are you learning something, and are you really sort of moving forward and getting something out of this? But then I saw them in their auditions when they auditioned for another part in another play 6 months later. You see this great jump in capability. Yeah. They really did get a chance to sort of pull together a lot of things. But I think Elizabeth does it in a very sort of personal way, and it is a really nice atmosphere that they spend with her.
And finally, the building a character workshop, is this for actors or more for your writers and directors?
I think it's for both. I think actors who want to take a look at other kinds of personas that they want to create, or maybe they're thinking about going out for a role, they can bring that to the workshop, and that would be a piece that you would work on. And then there's a couple of screenwriters who inquired about it, and there are a couple of writers who are actually playwrights who were thinking of actually moving their material to another vehicle, another art form. Oh. And they had asked about the possibility of coming into the workshop. And I think those are all good, viable shots for people to take a look at, sort of rounding out that experience. So, and it's nice to get that mix in the room, because I think you get a lot of other viewpoints into what the subject is and what you're looking at.
Yeah. And are there still, you know, slots available for folks who want to participate in the
mm-hmm.
workshops?
We do. Yeah. We've got about halfway full on both cases. So we've got rooms. Yeah.
And, you know, about how many people do you expect to, you know, express interest in these workshops, do you think?
Good question. I have no idea. But I was really pleasantly surprised when we first started offering the classes with her. She had contacted us and worked with us on another adult play that we produced last year and performed the production in the Hinman Auditorium. And she then said, you know, I do have these other things and I've got this other capability. So when we put together the film festival, we approached her, and these were her two suggested ideas.
All right. Well, if you're just joining the show, we're talking with Susan Bridges and Kathy Saldivar with the Center for the Arts Bonita Springs, which is holding its International Film Festival next week. And we'd like you to become part of the conversation. You can call 239-590-2580 to get in touch. Or on Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And, you know, I know this is an international film festival, but are there going to be any local productions featured?
There are. We have a short film, and that's Kids News, right,
Kids
Kathy?
Kids News, correct.
Yeah, and that's actually a storyline that's based in Naples, Florida. And maybe, I don't know, you can maybe talk about that and let people know what that short is about.
Actually, it's a documentary. The filmmaker was part of this group, and they did a little publication called Kids News. They went out and fundraised for it, wrote the articles, they published it. And now in the film, we see the people who participated in it. It's kind of my take is a love letter to the woman who helped organize this.
Yeah. And someone you remember after you've grown up oftentimes who really impacted your life in a great way. So it's a sort of really wonderful, warm film. And then another local filmmaker, actress and writer is Judy Copeland. She's won a number of awards for her short films. She's an independent filmmaker. She has a film and hers is Talk to Me. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a comedy. She excels at that and she always manages to pull off this cast and crew of characters who really do just a wonderful job. And the comedy is just really well done. And people think that comedies are an easy thing to pull off. It actually is not very easy to pull off and she's very good at it.
And one of the films being presented, it's already been mentioned, The Gateway Bug, a sort of play on words there with you know, the gateway drug catchphrase. But I understand you're going to be having somebody coming in from Kenya who is, plays very prominently in that documentary. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Susan, and this special guest?
Yes. Our special guest is a gentleman who's featured prominently in this film. And I don't want to give away too much because I want people to really enjoy the experience. And this is a particular favorite of mine in the film festival. And Kevin was one of the business owners that is featured in the film. And he now travels pretty much all over the world speaking with people about this concept of and I'm going to go right ahead and throw it out there, bugs for human consumption as a food source and the rationale behind all that. The film's just beautifully done and it's highly entertaining, very informative, and it just moves quickly. So it really keeps you involved. And he is going to be there for the screening of the film. And we are going to have, by the way, samples. So if you're interested in just a small taste, I can let you have that. And then following the film, that's the closing night film. It is a documentary. It's, as I said, it's a fabulous film. And he's very charismatic. So if only you come to see that film and hear him, you will have walked away with a lot. And then following the film, guests will all move to the other auditorium where we will already be set up for the awards presentation evening and the film party. And we will include in our menu selections from those film concepts. So
interesting.
Interesting.
Very
yes.
interesting. Well, another film that looks interesting is one titled Lipstick Under My Burqa, actually a comedy out of India about feminism against all odds. And that's going to include a question and answer session after the screening. Who will be there for that film for the Q&A?
Actually, we have been in dialogue with a number of ladies who are from that culture but live here now. And these women will be coming to speak with us. So it isn't someone directly from the film, but they are here and they will be able to speak from that experience.
Yeah.
And I think that's really going to be an interesting Q&A. And I think it's also going to be really entertaining as well.
And, you know, another offering featuring women is the film Served Like a Girl, which will also be followed by a question and answer session. And that's about women serving in the military. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about this? Is this a documentary?
Yes, it is. And it's a documentary about an organization that chose to help women's veterans. And when you – like a lot of documentaries that call your attention to something going on in our world or our culture, when you oftentimes take a look at those statistics and you hear the numbers, it just shocks you. And some of the statistics they're talking about in the film are the number of vets that are homeless and the number of women vets that are homeless, the number of vets that are financially really in trouble, and the high number of women vets that fall into that same category. And this – and again, I don't want to give away too much about the movie. I want people to really enjoy that experience. But the movie talks about that, and it talks about this organization that ultimately was created this sort of maybe wacky is not the right word, but unusual, let me say, sort of a fashion show experience. And this documentary visits and shares the time with these specific women that go through that experience. And you might on the surface think that it's a really sad and it's a heartbreaking film because of what these women have gone through and what they've seen and what they've experienced. And there is a bit of that in the film. But I have not this year seen a film where I have seen women that have such an optimistic attitude and have such an uplifting attitude about what their life and what their future is going to be. And I think being a part of organizations like this is what's helped them. And our Q&A is going to be to share time and talk about the film and discuss with that organization and two others that are directly related to women's veterans. And they will be there to talk about their experience. And each one of these ladies coming to speak has served in the military. She is a woman veteran, and they're going to talk about what that's like.
Am I sensing a theme here among the films being selected for this, or are these films just representative of what's being produced in the current climate in terms of shining a light on women's issues and women empowerment?
I think it is a reflection of that climate. I do know that there were so many of them that were based in our selection of films. Kathy and I were just speaking before we came on to talk with you, and we were talking about that this year there just seemed to be that many more films out there dealing with these serious issues, maybe a few less comedies that are out there. And yes, this film has comedy in it, and it's uplifting, and it's positive in its outlook. But it's talking about some pretty serious things, and there are just that many more films out there. And I think that's really a good idea to have that out there. We need to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today's show. But I want to thank our guests from the Centers for the Arts in Bonita Springs, President Susan Bridges and Operations Director Kathy Saldivar. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Our show today was produced by Julie Glenn, Mike Canary, and yours truly. Our director is Richard Cinqui, and our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO, Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.